We come now to Psalm 109, a psalm that we can pray, though it is not used in the church's liturgy. This is possibly because of the length of the section in which the psalmist speaks of the terrible way he's being treated, and possibly because verse 20 doesn't fit with Jesus' injunction that we love our enemies. However, in spite of the fact that it's not used in the church's liturgy, in the Mass, or in the prayer of the church, there are many verses that I think you'll find are quite moving. So he begins in the first 19 verses speaking of the terrible way he's being treated. And I'll simply read this to you. God, says the psalmist, to whom I pray, be not silent, for wicked and deceitful voices speak out against me, pursuing me with lies. They beset me with words full of hate. They attack me without cause. Treat them with love, but they still accuse me, even while I pray for them. They return evil for good and hatred for my love. They say, appoint a crooked judge and have an accuser close by. When he's tried, let him be found guilty. May his pleading be reckoned as sinful. May his days be few. May others fill his place. May his children be orphans and his wife a widow. May they wander about and beg. May they be driven out of the ruins they inhabit. May the creditor seize all that he has. May strangers plunder the fruits of his toil. May there be no one to do him a kindness, not anyone to pity his orphaned children. May his line end, may his name be blotted out in the second generation. And the psalm continues, may the guilt of his father be remembered before God. Do not let the sin of his mother be erased. May his memory be cut off from the earth. He did not remember to show kindness, but pursued the poor and needy and the brokenhearted to their death. He loved to curse. Let curses rebound on his head. He did not offer a blessing. May he not receive one. He clothed himself with cursing as his coat. May it soak into his body like water, into his bones like oil. May he be like a garment that he wraps round himself, like a belt that he wears every day. May what my accusers want for me be your payment for those who speak evil against me. And now some verses that we can pray with Jesus. Verse 21. But you, O God, my God, act on my behalf for your name's sake, because you are good. Rescue me, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded. I'm fading like a shadow at evening. I'm brushed aside like a locust. My knees are weak through fasting. My flesh has become gaunt. I'm an object of scorn to my accusers. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, O God, my God. Save me according to your covenant love. Let them see your hand at work. Let them know that you have acted. They curse, but you will bless. Let my assailants be put to shame. May your servant be glad. May my accusers be clothed with dishonor. May they be wrapped in their own shame as in a mantle. I raise my voice in thanks to God. I praise my God in the midst of the throng. For God stands at the right hand of those in need to save them from those who would condemn them.